Can you fucking stop?
Fuck! Come on. Okay, fine. Go for it.
Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by Wheelchair Boy. He says, this podcast, very nice. Why don't they put pedals on wheelchairs so when their arms get tired, they can use their legs to keep going? Great question, Wheelchair Boy.
It's a really
boy.
Good point.
Dude.
Yeah. I didn't hear that. Can you say it again? It was just too long.
I said, why don't they put pedals on wheelchairs so when their arms get tired, they can use their legs to keep going?
No way, they can't use their fucking legs. Oh,
I see problems here.
Yeah. I had to like process that in my head. I was like, wait, why don't
they
just
use their legs? Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
I'm joined today by my co-hosts, Matt.
What'd it do?
Jay.
Hello.
Eric.
Oh, no, I was about to do it.
And Toby.
Hi.
Okay, hang on. I can't do it. Fuck it.
All right, that's enough. Put the keyboard away. Right. You can't play Sans Undertale. You have no musical talent. Guys, here's a funny story. We actually recorded this podcast this week already. Earlier in the week, on time, we recorded like 4 days ago. Right now, it's right before upload day.
We did it early and everything.
Yeah, it was early. We were prepared. Then Toby, 2 days after recording, writes in the group chat, I deleted my audio by accident, so basically my audio is non-existent.
Basically, Matt DM'd me and he's like, hey, have you got the podcast file? You just uploaded the ad read twice. And I was like, shit, if I uploaded the ad read twice, that means I accidentally saved the ad read twice, thinking I saved the podcast and the ad read.
So you didn't save your audio. Speaking of ad read, here's an ad read.
This episode of the Misfits Podcast is brought to you by Upstart. Applying for a loan can be difficult. A couple of issues from your past can make it seemingly impossible. What with loan companies just looking at the numbers and ignoring the person the numbers represent? Well, thanks to Upstart.com, it doesn't have to be that way. Instead of focusing purely on credit score and credit history, Upstart looks at your job experience and educational experience, focusing on your credit worthiness over your credit score. Getting a loan is made smart and simple with Upstart.com. Get your rate checked in less than 2 minutes without it affecting your credit score. And rescue yourself from the shackles of high interest rate credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. With over 100,000 happy customers, Upstart should be your first option next time you need a loan. Go to upstart.com/misfits today and find out how low your Upstart rate is in less than 2 minutes. That's upstart.com/misfits.
Cool. There's the ad read, guys.
Hey,
wow.
That's a good ad.
Thank you for the sponsor.
Good
shit. I appreciate that.
That was awesome.
Go buy one of those.
Yeah, whatever that was, go,
go
pick it up.
It's a loan.
Get a loan. Get a loan, guys.
Get a loan.
I already am alone.
But don't go getting your legs broken.
Yeah. Right.
Dude, nice. You're really selling it.
Guys, the worst of all is that we actually had Mason on the last podcast, which is a rare occurrence, as you all know if you're an avid listener. We had Zuckles on. He was great. It was a funny episode. And now, because Toby deleted his audio, we don't have Mason this time.
Because of me, it's fucked.
Because Mason is not awake. Else. So we're missing Mason once again this week. Sorry for any of you diehard retard fans. But I'm sure we'll get him back for next week. Fingers crossed. Who knows? Who really fucking knows with this guy? You know,
no idea.
He shows up when he wants. That's the beauty of Mason.
So sporadic.
Swagger, you had a little incident this week with your latest CSGO video. You want to tell us a little bit about what happened?
It wasn't really an incident. I mean, I made a Counter-Strike video, and I think it was like the first minute was us just, you know, making jokes about iFunny, because our fucking videos, me and Fitz, our videos would get posted on iFunny a lot.
Constantly.
And they'd always get featured, you know, and it's nice and everything, but, you know, I saw one, somebody sent me a link to one of the fucking featured videos, and I was reading the comments out of curiosity, and there was a lot of hate comments, and I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. Like, okay. And so, you know, I brought this up during like a lobby of CSGO before we were going to get into a game, and then Cryo said, oh, speaking of iFunny, Fitz is on the front page. And we were like, oh, fucking no way. So we go on. It was my knee gears joke. Which is a fucking...
That's knee.
Knee
gears.
K-N-E-E.
Yeah, knee gears. That's the punchline to the joke.
Knee gears.
But the people that know it know the joke. If you don't, then watch. What video was it, Fitz?
I don't know. It's freaking CSGO moments.
I think it was on
the orgasm.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was on.
Next title
revealed. Was...
Just look up Fitz knee gears.
You'll
probably find it. But anyway, you know, it's this joke. And what?
Like, well, yeah, fucking... it was just we were reading through the comments. It was like not funny, trash, and.
Yeah, iFunny says roasted us.
Oh, basically. Yeah, which is all fine. Like, I'm okay with that. But, like, I said, like, I don't even want to be featured on iFunny. Like, that was kind of the thing.
Yeah.
And, like, that was the joke. And we were just fucking bullshitting. I was like, oh, that'll be, like, a funny first couple minutes for the video. And, and then, you know, I'll get into the actual moments. And then I released the video, and some guy on iFunny made a post that said, repub this post, which is pretty much like retweeting on iFunny. And, and fucking comment comment retard on the video and dislike it. And so
what happened?
Yeah, I wasn't
they hive minded.
Oh dude, they totally did. I wasn't aware of like why I was getting like 100 comments a section like a second that said retard, but I assumed that it was that, and I was like, I looked at the dislikes, so I was like, yeah, it was totally a fucking raid. And I'm not pissed off or anything about that. You know, it's just some fucking kids having fun, you know. So it really didn't bother me too much.
Well, it boosted your video's engagement as well, probably.
Yeah, it did, which is kind of counterintuitive to what they were trying to do. But well, I mean, thanks, I guess. But yeah,
I'm just surprised because like the original joke. The reason I was making fun of like people roasting us in the iFunny comments for people like posting our clips there and them telling us our clips weren't funny is I always thought that iFunny was universally known as not a funny place.
That's what I thought.
Or the 14-year-old.
Like iFunny watermark, you say, oh my God, iFunny watermark, like trash website, trash place, trash comedy. Like these people don't know what funny is. It's not funny at all. It's not funny, more like. Am I right, guys?
That was gosh.
Yeah, I know. That was a good roast. But I always thought that was the universal meme. That iFunny is just a trash website. And I did not know that iFunny had actual people who actually went on iFunny, you know, and like found it funny. I didn't know that was a thing. So
all I think of are just like really old people.
Yeah, like Facebook memes, right?
Isn't that how Rack's channel blew up initially? Wasn't that
iFunny?
Was that something else?
It wasn't what initially made him blow up, but it did, I think, help his growth to some extent.
Well,
like, keep getting featured on iFunny.
Well, iFunny's great for like exposure. It surely is. But you know, I wouldn't mind it if my videos weren't featured all the time on iFunny, because surely that gets fucking annoying. You know, I'd like to be courteous to the. You know, people, quote unquote, that still use
Swagger
iFunny.
Is so scared of iFunny. He doesn't want to get flamed anymore. Swagger, before this podcast, was like, I don't want to really, like, flame iFunny too much, man. I don't want to start a war with those people. I was like, fuck that, Swagger. iFunny's trash.
Dude, it's weaponized autism. It's like, fucking with iFunny, like, at this point, is like if I just started shitting on 4chan. Like, there's no winning.
No. You think iFunny is anywhere near as capable as 4chan? 4chan is full of, like, you know...
14-year-olds.
Basement dwellers, right? But they're sinister fucks. You know, they know how to... They could, like, make a bomb go off at your house if you fuck off with 4chan.
Dude,
you don't fuck with 4chan.
No. Okay.
iFunny is, like, the most... iFunny is, like, the French dude, you know? Like, that
have, you, have, you, have you heard of Sam Woodward? Have you heard of Sam Woodward?
No.
Yeah, neither.
His name makes him sound like a bitch.
Well, you'd be surprised. Because during this iFunny raid on my video... there was a lot of comments about Sam Woodward and this guy Blaze Bernstein. Here's one. Blaze Bernstein.
Blaze Bernstein. What a
Blaze Bernstein. What a name. I'm so scared.
Here. No.
Sounds like
guys,
a lot of weed.
Blaze Bernstein fell on a knife and accidentally stabbed himself 20 times. His dying wish was for his best friend Sam Woodward to bury him in a shallow grave in the nearby woods. That's a joke about Sam Woodward, which was a guy on iFunny, apparently a popular guy on iFunny. Under the name Sab or something. He stabbed and killed Blaze Bernstein, who was like a student at like a college in like Southern Cal. And
Wait.
Southern Meeman.
Explain this. So Sam Woodward stabbed Blaze Bernstein to death.
Yes.
That sounds so
For a joking about him on iFunny.
No, not for joking about him. I think the guy was just deranged, but now iFunny is like, it's this whole inside joke, like free Sam Woodward. There's like a bunch of articles and shit about it. But
wait, isn't... Okay, so Sam Woodward is a vicious killer.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah. Dude, here's a...
I would just like to formally apologize to Sam Woodward for calling him a pussy.
That's the article right there.
That seems like the kind of thing that those shitty meme websites would want to do.
Man accused of stabbing his gay former classmate to death. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so this is deeper.
Oh, yeah, dude, there's a...
I mean, the knife is pretty
what
deep.
What the fuck is wrong with Pennsylvania, dude?
Swaggy, you failed to mention he was a faggot.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know that. Yeah. I just knew that he killed a guy, and that was enough for me to go like, oh, I don't want to fuck with these iFunny guys.
You know, this changes everything.
Exactly. I'm fearing for my life. I'm just fucking kidding. I actually don't give a fuck. But, you know, iFunny's iFunny, I guess.
Swagger, are you secretly afraid of Sam Woodward stabbing you to death?
No, he's in jail now.
Are you having reoccurring nightmares of Sam Woodward?
Do you have nightmares about suffering from the same fate as Blaze Bernstein himself?
Yeah, succumbing to the...
Does it just seem made up? Blaze Bernstein? Are you kidding me?
I know.
Blaze Bernstein.
That sounds like more of an inside joke.
His name is literally Blaze Bernstein.
He's dead. Like, what the fuck? He's dead.
No, but like
stabbed by Sam Woodward. Apologies to the parents.
Fitz, I think I need to remind you, this was in America.
Oh, yeah. That's understandable then.
Slipping up.
Yeah.
No, I get that. Yeah.
When was this? Is it too soon to be joking about Blaze Bernstein?
2018, I think. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
It's like
only a few days ago.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's literally last year, guys. We can joke about it.
It's just interesting to see, like, the iFunny community is actually kind of shares the culture that like 4chan does.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe iFunny
is 4chan.
I always thought iFunny was on the same tier as 9gag, you know?
Yeah, 9gag and like meme base, fucking Icon has cheeseburger.com.
Oh, there's a throwback.
The kind of stuff you see on Comedy Cemetery, you know, just trash.
I've never been on any of the sites you guys are talking about.
Be thankful then that Toby.
Neither have I. Like, I didn't even go on them. I just know about them.
Yeah, I got a lot of friends that, you know, like know me IRL and they go, yo, dude, fucking saw your shit on iFunny. I'm like, you use iFunny? They're like, yeah. Because it's like the normie app. You know, all the normies have the iFunny
app.
Normie
swagger.
Dude, I don't know. I'd like to get a
normies have nothing better to do than to just laugh at Facebook memes. You know?
Yes.
You know, we're on that Twitter big dick energy, okay? We got better things to do with our time, okay? We don't need this normie shit.
Troll
by the way
face.
If you're a listener and you're an avid iFunny user, I'm sorry, you know, but
not really sorry.
I'm not really sorry. No, at the same time,
I don't care if you use iFunny.
I do.
It's just it's annoying if you use iFunny and then it's your identity. If your identity is somebody that uses iFunny, then it's kind of dumb.
I'm iFunny,
you know?
If you identify as an iComedian, then fuck you, you know, like
iComedian. I mean, the whole joke of the 1 minute joke about iFunny the video was just like, oh yeah, we're getting criticized for a comedy by people commenting on iFunny, you know,
who upload Big Chungus.
That was the taste. I like, you know, that's pretty much it.
Speaking of Big Chungus, my little cousin who is I want to say. Holy shit, I'm forgetting his age, but I think he's like 10, maybe 11 at max. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Autistic?
Autistic? No, my little cousin, 11 years old, no more, no less, should be Big Chungus like 3 weeks ago, like 4 weeks ago maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, well, this kid's ahead of the game. I looked at Big Chungus, I laughed. I see Big Chungus on my Twitter feed 2 weeks later, I'm like, old news, motherfucker. That shit lasted like 1 day and it wasn't even that funny then, all right? What's going on with like the kids these days, you know? I don't know. Have you guys seen that video of that like 9-year-old kid complaining about Hentai Haven, or is he I can't look at big anime titties anymore. Like, he's obviously joking and being sarcastic, but it's just
like
crazy
so
to me
cool.
that kids of that age are already on this like
they're
deep
in the
level
loop.
Of ironic humor.
Yes,
Jesus.
The internet is fucking with the youth so heavily in the comedy.
Scary.
Like, I don't even want to know how I'm going to relate to my kids when I'm older, because like I'm not going to be able to keep up.
Man, you just don't understand.
Just don't have kids. Just don't have kids.
Don't be laughing at these meta, like, I want to die memes and shit. I'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with you kids? You know?
But yeah, why do you...
Fuck you, Dad. You were doing the same shit.
I was giving you a good life.
Oh, man. I wonder if the meme economy is going to come full circle and we'll go back to, like, four troll phase, going back in style,
yes,
and stuff.
Troll phase,
dude.
Me gusta.
Yeah, if that would happen, dude, I'd be like me gusta.
In a sense, they kind of. Oh, sorry, I think you lagged out, so I interrupted you. But I think that, like, in a sense, those old memes have kind of come back in an
ironic
way.
Yeah, they're resurfacing.
But it's just an irony.
It's irony.
It's
irony.
Under, like,
so it's
20
like
levels
level
of irony.
Yeah, I know, but it's kind of awesome that it's happening, right? Like, it's kind of weird to watch.
It's like bringing back That's Epic and That's Gangsta.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but that just is epic. Yeah.
And it's so gangster.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's crazy.
And that other thing that Matt wanted us
personal
to bring back with your hand.
Oh, yeah, Shaka Bra.
Shaka Bra.
Shaka Bra.
Hey.
Shaka Bra.
Dude, Shaka Bra sounds like a sex move. Like,
oh, babe, you want to give me old
like,
Shaka Bra?
you know the, what's it called? The thing, two in the pink, one in the stink, that sounds, if someone told me another name for that was Shaka Bra, I would 100% believe it.
Shaka Bra is putting the pinky in the asshole and the thumb in the vagina.
Shaka Bra is putting your whole fist inside and then Shaka Bra
you just go Shaka Bra.
Oh, that's awesome.
For context, guys, if you don't know what Shaka Bra is, it's like that fucking surfer hand sign where you put your pinky in your thumb and then close
it. It's like the call me hand sign.
It's like shaking an invisible phone, yeah.
Yeah.
A very special announcement to anybody who's listening to this podcast. Next time you're at a family gathering or you're with your friends smoking weed or doing, you know, completely legal fun activities, just go, you know, at any point in time when something happens that's cool, just go, yo, dude, that's gangsta. Because we need to bring it back. We need to bring it back.
Okay, just want to say before we go any further with this that I was the one who initiated the
Swagger
movement.
Like, Swagger made this cool idea of bringing back gangster.
Okay, that is not what happened. All right, I tweeted out like 3 weeks prior to this. Can we please bring back gangster? Example.
God,
that
Fitz
is gangster.
Fitz is so sad. Like, Fitz,
I'm not letting anyone else
sick
steal my shit. People stole my LEA meme. People stole my freaking
epic meme.
Didn't PewDiePie make the LEA meme?
Oh my god, I'm not going to have another word of this. Blasphemy. PewDiePie yoinks my memes, dude. PewDiePie is the notorious meme killer and he makes every
meme.
He takes from the rich. I mean, from the poor and gives to the rich.
Taken from the rich.
On flicks.
No, he steals memes from a poor, you know, Twitter 370k follower person like myself, and he makes it out like
I'm a rich meme connoisseur.
Yeah, I'm really the person out here grinding these new ideas, you know, and people are just yoinking them left, right, and center. It's crazy.
You've come up, you've actually started a few pretty popular memes.
Hell yeah,
like the Allie meme was 100% started by you.
It was at least popularized by me, but I believe that I was the first to like use it in that way. I really do believe that I was, you know. And where's my Streamy award, huh? You know,
I've got an award, so
you got an award.
I won Australian Streamer of the Year, and I'm not Australian, so
But no, I tweeted on 9th of December, can we please bring back gangster? And you know, the movement has begun, and now Swagger comes in like 3 weeks later, be like, guys, we should bring back gangster.
Want to know something weird that happened 3 weeks ago? I was talking to Fitz about this meme that I had about bringing back gangster.
Oh yeah,
and
I remember that.
He said,
"That
yo,
is not
dude,
what
I'm
happened.
Go
what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
He's completely fabricating lies right now."
No, Fitz, you can take it from me. That's fine. Here, you get it. Yeah. You get.
He's just being the bigger man. That's fine.
It's down to the audience at home. Start using gangster with your friends and folk, with your priest and pastor. Say
it's
gangster
literally
at school.
Gangster.
Just say, when someone passes you something, say, yo, that's gangster. Or, like, let's say you pull off a real sick, like, handshake. Just go, gangster, you know?
Let's say you're down at the local skate park with all your bros, and someone pulls off a really, really fire fucking kickflip, my guys. Yeah. That's totally gangster.
Yeah, you say that's gangster, and after they finish beating you up, you say, "All right, guys, have a gangster day," and you run.
All right, guys, have a real gangster day.
Speaking of skate parks, you guys ever hang out much at skate parks when you were younger, or perhaps recently?
I went a couple times.
I jumped BMX tracks.
We went over to the foreclosed house that had like a drained swimming pool, but yeah, you'd call that a skate park.
All right, Southern boy, I'm talking about skate parks here. All right, what I'm talking about, like, when you're a little kid with your helmet on and your scooter and your mom at the skate park.
Wait, you guys wore helmets?
What are you, so you serious? Like, I'm like, safety? Look, it's,
you start out with helmets when you're, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe even 10. Okay.
I'm still 15, wearing a helmet now.
7, and if your parents aren't there, if your parents aren't there, you don't wear the helmet. But my mom and dad, like, made me wear a helmet when I was especially younger, which is fucking smart, by the way. You know, good parenting 101.
Very.
Give your 8-year-old a helmet if he's in a skate park with a bunch of teenagers. Okay. But anyway, I'm just talking about how intimidating that was when you were that kid on the scooter.
Yeah, because yeah,
all the older,
like,
kids would call you a loser for wearing a helmet. Look at that loser.
No, I never had an experience where they like outwardly bullied me or anything, but you just feel like they're judging you.
Oh, just
yeah, and they're like way better than you, and you feel like, what if I'm getting in the way and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, it's the get in the way thing that's the worst.
Like, oh, well, I watch fucking videos of like scooter kids v skaters when I'm super stoned and I'm like, what's up on YouTube? And then I just go to those fucking compilation videos and it's always like a scooter kid goes down a ramp as a guy is fucking pulling off a skateboard trick and then they just fucking collide or the fucking guy catches the kid and shit like that. But I can see how frustrating that is. But I like the wholesome. I like the wholesome compilations where it's
yeah. I
nice
love the ones
kids.
Yeah, where the skaters are just lovely. This, oh,
well, I mean,
no, that's
skaters
right,
generally are real nice.
Yeah, generally.
Kids, despite their like intimidating, like, you know, thug, appearance.
Bro, I can skate here, bro. It's fucking public property, dude. Get the fuck away from me, you fucking rent-a-cop. And then they hit the cop in the head with a skateboard and bludgeon him and they run away.
I feel like I found them intimidating because to me, the skaters were always like the cool kids. I was always like, fuck. People like that are good at skating are always like so cool. And I was just like, I wasn't one of the cool kids, you know? So it's just like intimidating.
Yeah, no, exactly. I don't know why I randomly thought of that. What made me think of that?
No idea.
Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy, maybe? Good song.
I'd say that was
all right. No one asked for a rendition, but here we are. No, I don't know why I thought of that. I was just...
I was the gangster at the skate park.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I was going to bring up how my brother totally face-planted at a skate park one time and, like, smashed him. Dude, this was like a straight-up Peter Griffin plank off, like, a quarter pipe. Just like, you know, like, the Peter Griffin plank where, like, you just go completely stiff and just, like, 90-degree tilt to the ground and smack right on your face? He did that, fucked up his whole, like, mouth and shit. Man, that was wild. Crazy times, man. Crazy times at the skate park.
One time... when I was younger, me and my friends used to go like BMX riding, and I was probably like 12, and we went back to my mate's house after riding our BMXs around a bit, and my mate was like, he was home alone, so, and he had this enormous fucking mansion, like the biggest house in Dunedin for some reason. I think their parents owned like a car dealership or something, and they just decided, they're like, hey, do you guys, we should climb on the roof. And I was like, nah, I was a little bitch when I'm a kid. I'm still a little bitch now, but I was a little bitch. So I was like, nah, I'm just going to stay on the ground. So they were climbing around on the roof and then, and they go to climb down and the guy whose house it is jumps down from one roof to this lower roof. Like they had this smaller like shed kind of thing, I guess, that I think they kept firewood in it or something. And it had a skylight on the top of it. And he jumped down onto it, landed on the skylight and went through it, cut all up his leg up, and it was just like extremely, extremely fucking graphic.
Holy
I was like, Jesus Christ! Oh shit, this is fucked. So he comes out and he's like, this is pretty bad. And
did you laugh?
Obviously, I mean, of course,
just being a good
I
friend.
That was gangster.
I just fucking shock a broad, dude. But I lived around the corner, and here's the fucked up part about kid me. I went home because my dad's a doctor, right? But for some reason, kid me was like, I'm not gonna tell my dad straight away because that was kind of scary. I think it must have been because I was like in shock. So I went home and I was like kind of sitting on the couch for a little bit, and I was like, wait, I need to get dad over there. So then we got
a bag of chips.
I know,
eating some chips.
It's fucking retarded.
Oh, shit.
On TV.
It wouldn't have been for longer than like a couple minutes, I'm sure. But then we took dad over there and he's just like passed out on the ground. No, we took dad over there and he like wrapped it up and then got an ambulance over. But it was like, as a kid, seeing that happen to one of my friends was such like a shocking experience.
How old were you?
Like, I would have been either, like, 11 or 12.
Shit.
Like, too young to be left home alone. Like, this person had irresponsible parents.
Did I ever tell the story on the podcast about when I stuck my foot through the window?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think all right. That. Okay. So I must have been, I was really young. I was watching Osmosis Jones on the couch.
Love that movie.
And my sister was there on the on like another chair across the room. So we're just chilling and watching it. And I had my feet up against a window. You know, I was just like fucking, you know, outstretched, sitting on the chair, like, you know, just like lying down on it. And my foot was just pressed against the window. And, you know, I'm just flexing my foot. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm flexing it. And then I just hear, and fucking, all the glass crashes down. And I'm like, oh, shit, the window broke. And then I look at my foot, and it is covered in blood.
Ooh.
Literally, my entire leg is covered in blood. And I just look at it for like 3 seconds, and then I just start fucking screaming. My fucking mom and dad run in, and they're like, what the fuck happened? Did someone throw a baseball through the window? And then they see me screaming on the couch, flailing, and my fucking, you know, bloody leg is getting on the fucking couch and shit. And they fucking run over. They wrap it in a towel. We fucking drive to the hospital. And I'm sitting there in the waiting room, and there's this fucking kid next to me. He has a fucking, like, eye patch on. It's like this pad on his eye,
oh,
and he's holding his eye. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, oh, Dad, what happened to that kid? And he started talking to the kid's dad. Apparently that kid got fucking hit in the face with a metal baseball bat during a baseball fucking game
shit.
And really fucked up his eye or something. And and I'm listening to this, and I'm like, oh, well, that's fucking terrible, and it's freaking me out more. They bring me into the fucking doctor's office, and they sit me down, and they're like trying to see if I need stitches. And I was young too, so I didn't, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't want stitches. My parents definitely didn't want me getting stitches. So they actually had like this medical glue that could glue my they could glue it together, the fucking like cuts. I only had two big cuts on my foot actually,
mm-hmm.
so. They went by, they fucking, and I didn't want them to fucking touch the wound, because I just didn't want it to hurt.
Of course not.
And my dad goes, son, you know, because I was really into Star Wars at the time. And he goes, you know, oh, they're going to put this Jedi, it's like this Jedi medicine on your foot. It's going to heal you with the Force. I was like, really?
That's so cute.
He goes, yeah,
that's
it's going to so heal. Cute, it's going to heal you immediately. I was like, oh, really? Oh, really? And then they put it on, and I was like, wow, it's working. It wasn't really working, but
your dad should have said he's going to cut it off like Anakin Skywalker and just put a robot foot on.
Oh yeah, that would have made me really happy.
The doctor, like, spoilers. The doctor's hand slips and it hurts your foot, and you just start like choking him out with the Force, and it's like working. Yeah.
My dad is epic, dude. My dad's epic.
Dads are so epic,
dude. That's so gangster.
Shout outs to dads.
Shout out to dads. If you don't have a dad, rip.
If you don't have,
have a dad, that's pretty gangster too. Are we just gonna talk about injuries this podcast? Because I kind of want to
just keep talking about childhood shenanigans. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I had a really similar thing happen to me than what happened to Swagger. I don't have I told the story of how I cut my wrist on the podcast? I don't think
Jesus Christ.
No, not like.
So I was going through this real dark period.
Stop.
So when I lived in Dunedin, this was probably about the same time. I was probably like 12, and my little sisters and I were in our spa pool thing, and it was like really it was like right beside the lounge room, and the lounge room had window like glass doors and stuff across the entire side of mm-hmm. the side of the lounge. And we had the spa pool cover, like, leaned up on the side of the spa pool and against the windows. And what we were doing, it's so dumb. We were sliding down it, like, getting wet, and then sliding down the pool, the spa cover. And it was going fine for, like, ages. Then I go and do it again, the same way I've been doing it the entire night. And I just hit the window, go through it. Cut my knee open and cut my wrist open. And it was there was two pieces of window in the entire house that weren't safety glass, and that was one of them. I had to go to the urgent doctor, and then he like he stitched up my leg, and then he said, he said he can't stitch up my wrist because there's still glass, like there's glass in my wrist. So the next day I had to go and get surgery, and they made the cut bigger so that they could get the glass out.
And do you have a scar?
That was how I got a cut. Yeah, I got a scar on my wrist that makes it look like I tried to kill myself.
Yeah, I have.
It looks like a Harry Potter scar.
Oh, weird.
Someone out there just fainted.
Yeah, it was almost me. It was almost me.
Hope they weren't driving.
Oh yeah, fuck.
I hope they were. That'd be gangster.
I had a when I was a kid, I had a cat that scratched my my arm, like around my wrist, and there were three deep scratches all next to each other. And when it healed, it scarred. And I wore short sleeves to class one time. This was back in like high school. And I was sitting down, and there was this fucking girl next to me. And, you know, I was, like, looking at my phone, and she could see my wrist. And she, like, you know, like, tapped me on the shoulder and, like, whispered in my ear, like, are you okay? Like is everything okay? Like, I noticed that you had cuts on your wrist, and, like, you know, like, I'm here to talk. And I was like, yeah, I have, like, a cat that scratched me.
Sounds so sad.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like,
the cat scratch is the thing people tend to say.
Yeah.
That's like I fell down some stairs excuse.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, I ran into the doorknob. That's the black ice from, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And ran into a doorknob.
I don't think I ever had injuries myself as a kid. Like, I did a lot of dumb shit. Like, it's a miracle I never, like, broke a bone or did anything like that. But I did remember one story when I was really young that involved my brother, where he was like trying to play jump rope with the fan cord plugged in for some reason. And there was like one of those there was one of those marble windowsills like
going
right in front of him too. And he was jumping over it, and then eventually he tripped on it and then hit his forehead on the marble windowsill and busted open. And this is when we were like super, super young. So apparently how the story goes, at least how my parents told it, was I came walking out of the room. I'm just like, Mom, he's making a mess. And they go in, his head just like spilling blood everywhere.
Oh, no.
And then they had to take him to the hospital.
God. Oh, what the fuck?
He's making a mess. Yeah.
He's making a mess.
Dude, you're getting blood all over the floor. Stop.
I can totally imagine Matt doing that. Like a young
dude,
Matt.
This isn't real, like, movie or some shit, but...
Why aren't you moving, bro?
Get up, pussy. Fuck. Shaka bra. Jesus.
Bra, dude.
When I think when I was recording one of my IRL skits, I think it was for the 750K special that I did, I had my cameraman, my friend Tom, he was using the, you know, he had the whole mount on, you know, the camera and everything, and we were going to do like a chase scene where, like, I chase one of the guys that came into the house outside, and like the... We did a couple takes, and then my friend Dave was like, oh, well, let's just do a thing where I knock over the chair. Like, I knock over the chair, and then he jumps over it and then chases me out, and that would be, like, more cool. And so everyone was like, all right, let's do that. So he comes running after me. I knock over the chair, and I run outside. Dave jumps over the chair, and Tom is looking through the camera, doesn't notice there's a chair, and he fucking trips over it, and he trips, and he bashes the bridge of his nose on a windowsill, and it just fucking cut it, split it straight open, and was just a horrible gash, dude. He was leaking blood all over my fucking floor. I had to Swiffer that up.
But, had to get a dry cleaner.
I was
like, dude, we should probably, like, get you to a fucking hospital or something so that they could stitch that up. I think that might scar. He's like, nah, dude, it's fine. I was like, okay, well, I'll give you, like, a 10-minute breather. And, you know, I gave him, like, Band-Aids and, like, first aid kit and everything so we could wrap it up. I was like, I'll give you, like, 10 or 20 minutes, but we're running out of daylight and we got to finish the shit.
He was like, time is money. Stop
that factory or something? Jesus.
No, he was really good about it. Shout out, Tom. Shout out my boy.
Shout out
Crooked Nose Tom. What a legend.
No, it's still straight. He's just got like a little fucking Naruto scar. Like someone sliced him with a kunai.
Okay, well, moving away from the whole horrific injuries line of talking here, I'll talk about a little story from my childhood. It wasn't actually me who was involved in this incident, although I was involved in kind of like the resolution of it. My brother and his idiot friend were at cricket one day, and there's this little shop by the cricket field that sells, you know, like hot dogs and hot chips and stuff like that. And it's kind of like a little indent in the wall of the cricket club. And on the outside, outside of their view, is a fridge where you can grab a drink, take it to the desk, and pay for it, obviously.
Yeah.
And at the time, there was this promotion going on with Coca-Cola where you unscrew the cap and you look under the cap and you can like see if you won a prize or not. So my brother and his friend are like crouched down where the clerk can't see them, open the fridge, and are just unscrewing all the Cokes and just checking them and then turning back on and putting them back. Which obviously, eventually, like if you do that, all of them will be have all the carbonation removed. It'll be not fizzy anymore. So they're basically ruining all of these Cokes. They're like halfway through the entire batch when the store guy like notices them and yells, it's like, hey, and they fucking bolt, they panic and they run and they're like super afraid and like he's chasing them and shit.
What?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, because like they basically just like wasted half his stock, right?
Yeah.
And long story short, they get away. My brother comes home and I didn't know any of this. Like he comes home and like I see him and he kind of like just watches TV with me for a bit, but he seems kind of weird. And then like he's very quiet at dinner. And then later that night, like I'm in my bedroom and he comes in and he's like very worked up. He's so upset. Oh, it's even better than I thought. So he was really worked up. He goes to mom and dad first.
Oh, shit.
And mom and dad, and he's crying. And mom and dad are like, what's wrong? He makes up this whole story about how he saw a guy with a gun at the dairy. Who tried to rob the dairy, right? And like he was in the store and he was like hiding behind a counter and like he couldn't get away and then eventually he ran for it, right? But he said like he saw a guy with a gun and he was robbing the place.
Oh my God.
He made up this whole story and that was his reason for being so shaken up, right? Mm-hmm. My parents are like, holy shit, we're going to call the police. We'll call the dairy.
Yeah, that's like... okay.
And he's like, no. I don't know like what he looked like. And you know, like now he's got to start explaining himself.
Yeah.
So my parents are kind of like, okay, well, what do we do? It's late. We'll sleep on it. We'll sort this out tomorrow. But don't worry, like you're safe and whatever. And my brother's like, oh, okay, well, you know. Then later that night, very late at night, he comes into my room. He's like,
starts laughing and he's like, hey.
He's like, okay, I really fucked up. And I'm like, what's happened, man? He's like crying. He's like, I lied to mom and dad. We stole some Coke. I don't know. And I'm like, you stole Coke? He's like, no, I had Coca-Cola. Okay. And yeah, I mean, basically, he just completely lied. He realized that he'd fucked up. He came to me. And then I was like, okay, well, look, we just got to tell mom and dad the truth. He told him the truth, bawled his eyes out, got reprimanded a bit, but, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, what can you do? He was like 11.
And kids,
12,
that's
like
why you don't lie.
That's why you don't lie, because you just get trapped in a lie, and then next thing you know, it's you got to keep lying to make your lie work, and never works out for you.
Lying is so not gangster.
Lying is not gangster. And don't steal Coke, ever.
Yeah. Pay for your Coke.
We'll get your legs.
Otherwise, people's guns will come after you.
Yeah.
That's right. Fucking Coca-Cola cartel will be on your ass in a second.
Monk is.
Oh, it's a Pepsi game.
So, any other childhood shenanigans we can think of here, boys?
Yeah, when I was like 8 or something, I went to my auntie's house or something, and they had this really cute dog. It was a golden, I don't know, like a Labrador or something, with the like really long haired, golden blonde one. Yeah, whatever it was, and it was sitting under this lemon tree, and I was like, oh, it's so cute. It was all chained up and shit, and I was like, oh yeah, probably not.
That's
like,
gangster.
Yeah. So I walk over to it, go to give it a fucking nice little pat. I make sure to put my hand out to like, hey, have a sniff, Kurt, like so you can know it's me. And then that just leaps at me and just bites my eye.
Oh,
and
it bites your eye?
Yeah. It was like literally a few centimeters off of like literally biting my eye out.
Holy shit!
You did not
dude.
See that one
yeah,
coming, did
it was,
you?
Yeah, I did. Okay, right. Can we just?
Oh, nice. Jesus
Christ. Yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah, that's about it. I just almost died, and it was awesome.
That's pretty much childhood in a nutshell. Yeah, I almost died all these times. It was pretty awesome.
I had a greyhound in my house. I think it was a relative's. And
those
I was
the fast ones, right?
Yeah. And I must have been like 8. I was losing my teeth. My baby teeth were coming out, and I recall having a loose tooth at that time, and I was sitting on the ground petting the fucking greyhound, and, you know, I was just a fucking kid, and I was fucking around, and I'd lift up the ear and go like,
ooh, ooh.
and you know,
fucking
and,
with the dog.
You know, just to fuck with the dog. Yeah, I was just a kid fucking playing with it. I thought, you know, I was like, oh, maybe it can't hear me. That's why it's not looking at me. So I was lifting up his ear and just going like, ooh, ooh. And then it fucking, like, snap of a finger, turned, like, lightning fast, and just fucking bit me in, like, the face. Oh. Bit me, like, on the cheek. Oh, and it fucking bit me and, like, pushed its face into my head so quick, it knocked the tooth out of my gums.
Oh, my God.
And I ended up spitting a tooth out. It didn't really, like, bite me, like, nip me, but it still knocked my tooth out. And I think there was, like, a little... Yeah, I think there was like a little bit of blood from like its tooth on. I didn't really feel it. I was a fucking retard. I was more excited about the fact that I get fucking, you know, $25 from the fucking tooth fairy. So
What kind of tooth fairy have you got?
Fuck?
Jesus Christ.
I don't fucking know, dude. What do you want
we
from
got
me?
A dollar.
Yeah, I got like a dollar.
I got a rock.
Like $25. It was a fucking no. Fucking leave me alone. I don't know how much my parents gave me.
I just looked under my pillow and got more teeth.
I go up to my parents and I'm like, hey, yeah, my tooth fell out. They're like, how did that happen? What happened to your face? I was like, oh, the dog
just looks over
me.
And it's like, no problem. Yeah, I got you.
And then
they look over at the dog and he's in full dentist equipment with like a
yeah, 4 6. Well, speaking of the
I was gonna say, do you guys know anyone who ever tried the old tie a string around your tooth and slam the door trick?
Yeah. My dad did that to my sister.
Your sister did that?
Yeah. Actually, it worked.
It worked.
No way that worked.
Yeah, it literally did.
That
but
is
it was like
so
to
crazy.
The point where it was almost gonna fall out anyway.
So. That makes me cringe so hard. That
it
concept.
Sounds like torture.
Yeah, it sounds really bad.
Yeah, but you get money afterwards, so it's okay.
There was this one. I don't know if I told this story on the podcast about. Have we talked about the Tooth Fairy before? Probably
I don't
not,
think
no?
so.
Probably not.
Okay, good.
$25.
Okay. I have to ask because I very often talk about fucking shit that I've already talked about on the podcast. So I just want to be sure. But this one was interesting. I remember this was I was in elementary school and I just got out of school. My mom picked up me and my sister, and we're walking to the car and we're going over like this, you know. There was like some grass and flowers, and there was a fucking butterfly just flying around, and the butterfly lands right in front of us, and I go, oh wow, a butterfly! I'm gonna squish it, and I raise my foot to squish it, and my sister screams, and my mom goes, no, don't do that, and then like we pick up the butterfly and we're playing with it and whatever, and then it flies away, and then we go home, and my sister lost one of her teeth, like maybe 3 or 4 days after that, and so she looks under her pillow after she puts her fucking tooth there or whatever, and we get home from school, and under the pillow was a letter and a gift that was wrapped up, and it was from the tooth fairy, and so the letter explained that the butterfly that I didn't squish was actually the tooth fairy.
Whoa.
And that the tooth
outplayed.
And that since and that in exchange for sparing her life, essentially, she gave like my sister like fucking like $10 and
that's
a
awesome.
copy of the original Pokemon movie. Like the very
oh, of
first
course.
One.
Wow.
We
Wait,
were really
the
into
that butterfly carry
yeah,
that.
Okay.
And so we were like, oh, that's epic. That's awesome. And for the next fucking 4 years, thanks, Mom. For the next 4 years, every time I saw a butterfly, I'd fucking wave at it. Thanks. Thanks for making me look like a fucking retard, Mom.
You just look at a butterfly and just give it like a little nod and a salute, like I said.
Yeah, I was a dumbass fucking kid, dude. Oh my god. It's wholesome.
That's so good.
It's wholesome until I got fucking bullied for it. Why are you fucking waving to a butterfly, Rico?
It's a tooth fairy.
What are you fucking
butterfly?
Stupid? Oh yeah, dude, I'd fucking step on them all the time. Fucking.
Oh my god, you cruel.
No, I'm
cruel
just kidding.
Man.
I like butterflies. I can't fucking find them.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know how that butterfly carried that whole fucking DVD though. That's crazy.
Hey, dude, magic. The power of childhood wonder and magic.
Oh man. Childhood's awesome, dude. Like, so many memories flood back. Like, this one time in school, I was bullied horrifically for years.
Yeah, same, yeah.
I was genuinely like, I let out like a little laugh, and then I was like, oh, wait, this is like appropriate.
No, I mean,
I was like,
yeah, I was really hoping that joke would actually go well and not like just be met with silence. But, you know, I got the high. Yeah, it's hurting.
Turning 20 was weird because it was at that point where it's like, wow, I'm not even a teenager anymore. I'm not a kid. Like, mm-hmm. I'm properly an adult. And
no, but you're an adult kid.
I guess. I don't know. Like, by the point you're 18, you're pretty much a fucking adult. But by the time you're 20, you're out of your teen years. And that just, like, when I turned 20, there was heavy, heavy reflection on my childhood and whether or not I was satisfied with it.
And, when you're satisfied with it, like I get like a little notification pops up on your phone, like please rate your childhood. Are you satisfied with your parents? Like,
and it just got like a smiley face and a sad
face. I rate my childhood like a good like from the ages of 3 to 10. I rate it like a fucking 9, and from 10 to 18, I rate it like a 5. And,
I think who's got a score above a 5 for that period is a lucky son of a bitch. Yeah. You know, it's pretty rough in like middle high school, you know.
Yeah, unless you like your peak in high school, then you're like, dude, that was fucking 10 out of 10, dude. And remember when I slammed Marissa in the fucking locker room?
And then your 20s is sucking dick.
Yeah, 20s are all right.
1 out of 10.
Yeah, I don't mind my 20s. You know, I fucking turned 30. It's pretty lit.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy how much older you are than all of us. Like, would you say your advice is for us, like, young 20-year-olds going into, like, the rest of our 20s? Like, what advice would you personally give us?
Take drugs. You'll be 30 in no time. Absent your memories.
Time travel. All right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's pretty much what it is. If you're stoned every day, you know, you don't know if it's Tuesday or Thursday, then all of a sudden you're 50.
Wait, no, I thought that's just being a YouTuber. You don't know what day of the week it is when every day is Saturday.
Well, I know it's Saturday because that's when I upload.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it is obviously Saturday right now where we're recording this, but it was a figure of speech, you know.
Is it? Is it Saturday?
Yeah, it is. Oh, it is Saturday. Exactly my point. You don't know what day it is. It's great.
Saturday for America.
Yeah. Well, I have no footage, so I don't remember
that much from my early childhood, as many people don't, but my parents, like, you ever have those, like, nights with your parents where you'll just sit down and, like, all of a sudden it'll just turn on to, like, you know, how we were when we were young kids, and next thing you know, you're busting out the photo albums and shit, and they're, like, telling you how retired you were? My dad my dad tells me, like, a few things every single time we do that. One of them was that every single time, like, and this happened for, like, a solid year straight, apparently. I must have been, like, 3 or 4. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Every time I got out of the bath, I demanded that my dad sing me Jingle Bells no matter what time of year it was. Like, just Jingle Bells all year round. Like, my dad sang, you know, his lyrics off by heart. They're really hard to memorize, but he actually memorized them for me. the other thing is that one Christmas, I got a bike and I fucking threw a huge tantrum because I didn't freaking want a bike. I wanted bionicles.
What an asshole.
Yes.
And exactly, which I cringe about, but obviously I learned
bicycle bionicles, easy mistake.
That's when I learned the lesson of, like, oh, you have, you know, you should be grateful for what you have, sort of thing. Because my dad had to have a sit down and be like, listen, son, I paid $300 for that fucking bike.
You're being a bit of a shit cunt, son.
Cut me some slack,
son. You're being a bit of a dick. I was like, all right, dad. I think actually, as punishment for that, I also learned the lesson of how to work for what you, or how to earn what you. I don't know.
Didn't get anything ever again. They just
my dad put me on the rice fields from that day on. And, the rest is a blur. No, he actually made me, I think, he's like, okay, you want bionicles so bad? You can come wash the car with me and then I'll pay you, you know, $10. And each time you do it, you can save up for bionicles. So that was when, like, I kind of learned that you have to work for what you earn in this
epic
world.
Dad moment.
Epic dad moment.
Epic dad moment.
And the other, this is like, you know, super kind of weird, sad, wholesome memory is that my dad always tells me the story about how I must have been really young still. I must have been 4, maybe 5. It was like evening, the sun was going down. Apparently, I was looking out of my bedroom window and with tears streaming down my face. And my dad comes into my room and he's like, Cam, what's wrong? Apparently, I turned to him and I said, How come sometimes when you wish upon a star, it doesn't come true?
That is, no way.
That's adorable.
I think it's because my friend left to go overseas or something. He was like my best friend, and like so I was like wishing that he'd stay, but obviously that doesn't life doesn't work like that.
Oh,
so
man.
You know, lots of harsh childhood lessons learned for me, man. You know,
holy shit!
Oh my god!
It's like something out of a movie, right?
Yeah, yeah, I cried.
So go. Sad.
Everyone listening just let out a huge aw, or they called me a pussy. Depends on the demographic.
Well, it depends. What kind of Bionicle set were you asking for? That was probably a good one.
Turns out I was just manipulating my dad to buy me Bionicles.
What's your, what was your earliest childhood memory?
Oh, shit. Ooh.
Earliest.
I remember taking my first shit in the toilet.
So, oh, yeah? same.
It must have been a good fucking shit.
It was excruciatingly painful.
Yeah, oh, so it's like the Louis C.K. bit where like his first memory is him shitting his pants, and he said it was so wide and it brought his asshole so wide that it brought him online.
That's exactly, dude. This thing was like
Windows is now starting up.
Part of it was that I was just intimidated by the toilet. Like I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what brought you into self awareness. Was taking a shit, huh?
I sat on that toilet and I shit that shit, man. I swear to God, it was like. It took me like 30 minutes to get that sucker out, dude. It's like a brick. And I just remember being in such pain, and my dad was like in the doorway trying not to like
laugh.
Trying to be there for me, but at the same time not be in the same room as a shitting, you know, son. Obviously he was laughing. Thank God my parents didn't film that kind of shit. Holy crap. Oh, I can't.
Yeah, I would never.
Sucks to be a kid these days. But yeah, that's one of my first memories. That shit.
What about you, man?
My first memory? Oh, God.
Just think back. Recesses your mind.
Let's see. What was my first? Oh, God.
Earliest memory.
Insert dramatic
music.
We need
time to think. We can go.
Go through everyone else. Okay. I'd have to think about this.
All right. Jay?
My first, like the earliest thing that I can remember is waking up my mum, like as a kid, just every single night, like at all pretty much any hour of the night, I just wake up and turn on the Wiggles and just watch the Wiggles.
Was there obsessed. A TV in their bedroom or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I would just like, I would literally like just walk in. I'd be like, hey, like it's time to watch the Wiggles.
Bitch,
I wouldn't
wake
care
up.
If they're awake. Yeah, yeah, literally. And she would literally fall asleep like while I'm just sitting there watching, just at any time. That's the earliest I've got. But it was, yeah.
That's hilarious. That's I used me. To love the Wiggles too when I was a kid. It was my jazz.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I was a Blues Clues
I went to one of their
kid,
shows.
Dude. I had Steve's chair.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, so did I.
Yeah,
so did
it was
I.
So fucking pog.
And the notepad with the
oh yeah, I had all that shit.
Yeah,
Blue's Clues, Teletubbies, and
Teletubbies
is weird
me,
shit.
That Sun
was like,
Baby
dude,
scared me.
No. Here's what scared me about the Teletubbies. I might have talked about this before.
One of them was gay.
the Soldier Tinky Shelby Winky said. Was sus. You know that scared the fuck out of me. No, it was that scene. I don't know if you guys remember this in the Teletubbies where there's this little moment. I'm not sure if this was a reoccurring gag or if it happened in one episode. You can look it up on YouTube. Where basically they're like in this little meadow, apparently, you know, whatever the fuck. And yeah. Then you hear, I'm the bear with warm, fuzzy hair.
That's crazy.
And this bear comes out. It's literally like a cardboard cutout of a bear on wheels. You can see the wheels. And it looks at the camera and its eyes spin around in a demonic circle. Like,
what?
And it makes that noise. Goes, and what? Then another thing comes out. It's a freaking lion, and the lion goes, like that, and they like chase each other. And the bear sounds real fucking sinister. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, yeah. There it is.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, I see it. I see. Oh, that's fucking yeah.
Oh,
that is
that
creepy.
Is so
I remember.
If you look at the comments on this video real quick, you can see that everyone here is like, I was terrified.
I can't
even
face my fears.
Yeah, exactly. This fucked up so many kids. I'm telling you, man. Like if. Smash 5 stars down below if you can relate, because that Teletubbies
dude, holy
shit.
Freaked
me
I remember
out.
You saying that line at school
yeah.
when we were
yeah,
school together.
Yeah, that's I've definitely talked about it at school before with you. Yeah, so that shit fucked me up, man. Teletubbies was a trip.
Bruh,
I'd love to like watch it on acid.
No, we got to do it on shrooms.
Shrooms.
There you go.
We got to do a shroom trip.
That's monkey.
My friends did a shroom trip like yesterday. It was pretty
really?
Interesting. Yeah, they asked me if I wanted any. I said no. I said I'm all right.
So you kids, it's okay to pass on drugs sometimes.
Of course, especially if it's psychedelics. Know your setting settings, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Don't do anything.
Taking
regarded.
It slow and at your own pace is gangster.
Yeah.
I just smoked some weed and we went on Netflix and there was this fucking Indian sitcom, which was really interesting. We watched that. It was really funny. But besides that, Toby, your earliest memory.
I can't really think of one. Like I've been asked this question a few times and I can never really think of what my earliest memory would be.
I've pinpointed my earliest memory. I know.
I think I know what it is. So there was this girl who lived down the street from me when I was like before primary school. So it would have been like 3 or 4 or something. And we used to hang out all the time. And I distinctly remember that she was my first kiss when we were like both of us were 3.
And what? It was like,
what the fuck?
It was that's like pog. No, it was like, it was like, you know, like kids,
like a peck, obviously, you know.
like playing house kind of face. Thing.
We like made out. There was tongue. I fingered her pussy a little.
Oh my god! Jesus Christ!
Toby,
fuck up.
Right. Jesus
Christ!
Toby, that went so south so quickly. Holy fuck!
You know,
yeah, no. But
no
like,
one,
seriously.
You just put that image in all the viewers' minds, and they all
why? It's literally like, verbal child porn, dude.
I think that's probably my earliest memory.
That's
but
great.
You know what I remember? I remember.
Yeah, that's great. That nice. Like, we're all telling these wholesome fucking stories, and Toby comes in, yeah, so yo, I was 3 years old, I think I fingered some bitch's pussy on the playground.
But yeah, obviously it was just like a fucking peck. But I remember as I got older, because that girl went to the same school as me, and like, we grew apart as we got older. Yeah, and I remember when I got to like, you know, like 12 and started being attracted to girls, I was like, damn, she's like the most attractive girl in the school right now. And I was like, oh, really?
I totally hit that when I was 3.
Really? really lost my chances.
mine's pretty boring in comparison. I think like my earliest memory, I must have been like 2. I mean, like 2 or something. I was in this playroom playing with blocks and making a tower out of them. And then I pulled one out from the bottom, and then the entire tower fell. And then my mom came in.
And you invented Jenga.
No, no. My mom came in and told me to put the toys away, and it was just, you know, baby talking me, and then I fucking put them away, and then that's like, it was like a snippet. It's just like a snippet of memory.
Right.
And then I have other really, really early memories too, but for some reason they're in the fucking third person. It's really odd.
Really?
It's like a different perspective of my memory. Yeah, I don't know if it's maybe like memories that leaked into dreams or whatever. I'm sure we talked about this.
I think that's pretty common
on the podcast
to like think about it third person, because like a lot of it is more like
it's like just recalling the set of events.
Maybe you were told what happened at one point, so you kind of imagined the scene, and that sticks in your mind.
It's very interesting.
Yeah,
yeah. There was another thing on the topic of Teletubbies. Back where I lived in this like country. Like place, there was this big, we used to go on walks with my nan, like in this big golf course with big hills and shit, and there was this one big hill in particular. It was called Teletubby Hill. I don't know why I called it that, but we called it Teletubby Hill, and we'd just like walk down it. But one day my nan like couldn't hold on to me, and I just fucking rolled all the way down this hill. I was just screaming like, ah, I was like 4 or something, and it just didn't end ever.
That scene in Hot Rod where
it was
Andy
so
Sandberg is freaking falling down that hill infinitely. You guys seen Hot Rod?
It was so bad.
Oh my god, guy! I gotta watch Hot Rod with you while stoned one day. It's the funniest movie I've ever seen in my life. Holy shit!
I just remembered the thing with you falling down the hill. Reminded me one time when we were in Melbourne when me and Swags first came over. Do you remember the time where we all took edibles that one night? And then we all went out to like look
at
the stars.
Which time, Ida?
Which fucking time,
when
man?
When we went to like look at the stars or something, and we took that walk outside.
Oh, yeah.
We climbed that hill.
That was good.
Yeah, that big ass hill. And then like me and Mason were up
there. It was giant.
Yeah, and then Mason started to like go down the hill, and then like jokingly, I like faked like I was gonna chase him or something. Like ran after him real quick for like a couple of steps, and then he started running down the hill. And it was like, it was such a steep, big hill. I couldn't stop myself.
It was
so
I kept
running after him. And I was like screaming at him. I'm like, Mason, I swear I'm not chasing you right now. I'm just trying not to fall over on my face. And we're like running down. It's like pitch black, like 1 a.m. right now. And we're like running down this hill together for like a solid like 30 seconds before I finally catch up with them. I don't know. That just popped in my head when I remembered that shit.
The move when you're running down a hill like that is not to keep running. Because you're going to end up falling with your face towards the ground. You have to kick your feet out from under you and land on your back.
Oh, sorry. I was on an edible. I didn't think of that, man.
better than falling on your face and skidding down the fucking hill.
It sounds like he stopped, though.
That's no good.
That's what I did.
Oh, fuck that, dude. Yeah, I've had a I've had a couple scrapes and bruises from fucking around on hills.
Do you guys, is cardboard box surfing a thing in the States where like you go to a big grass hill and slide down on a cardboard?
No, I made a cardboard house. I wanted to do a cardboard city like how they did in Ed, Edd n Eddy. That one episode where they made the city out of cardboard. Dude, that was awesome. I tried saving all the fucking cardboard boxes when I was a kid so I could make my own cardboard city. Never worked. Yeah, you know, it just ended up fucking throwing it out. But, you know, I still dream.
That kind of shit's awesome. Like, forts and stuff. Oh, man. Oh, childhood's the best.
That's so awesome.
This is being like a real, like, freaking childhood memory episode, isn't it?
Yeah, with an iFunny opening.
Believe it or not, we didn't intend for it to go this way. We just kind of rambled, and next thing you know, we're, like, spilling our entire childhood on the podcast. But I thought that was pretty entertaining. Yeah. Should we wrap it? Or did you have something to say?
I was going to go back to the cardboard skating. I was going to say, I didn't do cardboard skating, but we had like skateboards and we like attached cardboard boxes to them by like screwing them in and taping them in.
Yeah.
And then we'd take them down like really steep driveways at our friend's house. And then a couple of us would just be like sitting in trash cans at the bottom of the hill and we'd just crash into them and kick them. And we'd go like flying like 5 feet up in the air and then we'd just tumble another 10 feet onto the ground. It was great. Yeah. Childhood's great.
And the city that I grew up in, Dunedin, there's a. It has the steepest street in the Southern Hemisphere, I think, or at least it was back when I was a kid. And people used to ride down it on bikes or scooters or something like that. And it was extremely dangerous. Like it was a street, and at the bottom of this insanely steep hill, it was just a
Baldwin.
T intersection.
Baldwin Street.
Yeah, Baldwin Street.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so it was insanely dangerous. So yeah, they would like people would ride down it, and because they couldn't brake in time, their friends would throw rubbish bins in front of them to stop them before they
got Jesus.
But like kids fucking died doing it. Like people died skating down the steep hill.
Jesus,
fucked
holy
up.
Shit,
that's awesome.
Just made
look
me think
this,
of
look
it.
At this photograph with that's the street level.
Oh my god.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's at street level. Look at that incline.
Isn't that wild?
Holy
some
shit.
San Francisco type shit. Yeah,
I've walked up it a few times. It's
here's a parked car.
Here's another image the audience at home can't see.
Yeah, you need a fucking anchor.
Just look up, fucking look up
car
Baldwin
on that street.
Street.
Holy shit!
Jesus,
Baldwin Street.
That is weird. Yeah, fuck that shit. I like living in flat areas.
Word. Flat areas are pog. Flat areas are gangster.
Flat areas are gangster.
You know who's even more gangster, guys? The audience at home for listening to this podcast, guys. Thank you for listening. This has been a real nice episode. I really enjoyed myself here, guys. Thank you for being here with me on this blessed day.
Wait, I gotta give a shout out too. I was gonna say I got a good shout out to at Donut Operator, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for letting me stay at his place. I've been here for like the last week or so now while I've been back in the States waiting to come back to Melbourne, so huge shout out
to
him.
Shout out Donut, you're a fucking legend.
Shout out.
Donut Operator. God
He's
bless
a great
you.
Guy.
What a nice thing to do.
That's so wholesome. Wow.
Are you awesome. Ending this, Toby, or are you just saying, it's like
no,
stuttering?
I'm about
idiot.
To say something. Shout out to Upstart for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you guys so much. And go and use code Misfits. That's upstart.com/misfits. Thank
Get
you
yourself
sponsoring.
Some loans. But look
Get
out
some
for the
loans,
gangsters.
Buy some merch. Yeah. Roll on some gangsters.
No, you can't. Our pre-order period's ended.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't get merch on it. Stop plugging the merch. It's over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just like this podcast.
Bye.
All right, we've been the Misfits.
Bye.
Please,
Bye.
Samuel Woodward, don't stab us. Well, we'll see you next
Please
week.
Please don't.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Catch you later.
That was good.